With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans Jimmy Patronis and Randy Fine win special elections in two Florida congressional districts. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's photo ID requirement for voting will be elevated from state law to constitutional amendment under a proposal approved by voters. The Republican-controlled legislature placed the measure on the ballot as a way to bolster election security and protect the law from being overturned in the future by a liberal court. Liberal Susan Crawford, the winner of the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford defeated former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. It's the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history, with both sides spending over $100 million. Also at SRNNews.com, the death penalty is on the table for the suspect in the killing of a United Healthcare executive.
Attorney General Pam Bondi directs federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a New York street in December. While New York does not have the death penalty, Mangione is facing separate federal and state murder charges. Those federal charges carry the possibility of death. Julie Walker, New York.
Actor Val Kilmer has died. Kilmer's daughter said the cause of death was pneumonia. Kilmer's career started in the 80s. He appeared in films such as Top Gun and Willow before a breakout performance as Jim Morrison in The Doors in 1991. The portrayal led to lead roles in the 90s in Tombstone and Heat before taking on the role of Batman in 1995's Batman Forever. The actor had been battling throat cancer for several years. His final film role came in 2022. In the Top Gun sequel, Top Gun Maverick, where he reprised his role as Iceman. He was only 65. This is SRN News. Britain's assisted suicide bill is in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation facing a growing public backlash have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool in getting it done. This is SRN News. Scientists want to learn more about a tiny, newly discovered flower in West Texas.
They're hoping it will bloom again in a couple of weeks after rain finally fell in the area. Dubbed the Woolly Devil, the flower with furry leaves, purplish striped petals, and pops of yellow is a new genus and species in the same family as sunflowers and daisies. It was discovered last year in Big Bend National Park, known for its rugged landscape of desert, canyons, and mountains on the border with Mexico. A Big Bend botanist says there's still a lot to learn about this new flower. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says any construction may not begin for an all-Muslim city because the group has not obtained authorization and permits from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Epic City is a project by the East Plano Islamic Center. It wants to build a Muslim-only community in Collin and Hunt counties north of Dallas. More details at SRNNews.com.